This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Now, that music is kind of a dichotomy. It starts like a 50s, and then all of a sudden it goes to a little Madonna-like stuff.
All right.
I'll take my word for it.
Yes, you can. You notice it was a music appreciation program.
Well, you know, when things get slow. Anyway, yeah. You're in time for questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right, are you ready for your first question, Professor?
I am.
All right, we're going to go to Memphis, Tennessee.
Great town.
And Harlan from Memphis, Tennessee writes, Dear Jim and Randall, please explain the difference between a misdemeanor and a felony.
It's very simple. It's based upon the sentence you ultimately receive, unless there is a statutory definition. In other words, there may be some wrongs set forth in statutes that say this is a misdemeanor or violation of this section is a felony.
Okay.
And every jurisdiction, however, has its own definition.
Oh, really? So it does differ.
In some states, if it's a punishment is up to a year in jail, it's a misdemeanor. Beyond that, it's a felony.
It's a felony.
Others, it's the nature of the...
How about the amount of money or
amount
something?
Of money that's taken.
Okay.
See, but... And so, obviously, a misdemeanor is a lesser crime, and a felony is a more major crime. Right. And a felony, you go to a state institution, prison, misdemeanor, usually... you go to a jail only.
A local jail.
But again, there are 50 jurisdictions and 51, including the federal jurisdiction.
Right.
So that's the best I can explain.
Where does Brett Favre play? Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah. So in Minnesota, misdemeanor, you go to a massage bar.
<That's right. laughs>
Carmen from New York City.
Right.
Not far from where we are. Right, Steer Jim and
400 miles.
That's not too bad. Oh, here's an interesting question from Carmen.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if Carmen is a man in this case. This is Carmen, okay? It says, if I send a nude picture of myself to my girlfriend, this is right up Brett Favre's alley here, and she sends one back, did we commit a crime? Or did we break the law?
If you sent it to your girlfriend,
right.
She sends one back to you,
right.
You both did it consensually, I don't think you broke the law. But if she sends it on to someone else,
yes.
Or you send it on to someone else,
now you got a
you
problem.
May be breaking the law. I don't know that you're allowed to transmit that because it may be obscene.
Right.
But they tell me, Carmen, that a nude picture of you is not obscene. It's nondescript. So, and if I were you, I wouldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't do it either.
And I think your girlfriend shouldn't do it either.
Right.
Again, if it gets to some third party, then she may say, well, it was intended only for you, and you broadcast it around.
Right.
And you embarrassed me and so forth.
That's
but on
right.
the other hand, how embarrassed can she be if she's sending it to you? And you know... And how embarrassed can you be if you're sending it to her?
A nondescript picture to her.
This was nondescript. I will tell you that don't do it.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's
a good idea.
Did we say that?
I was saying it until you chimed in.
Well,
I didn't know it was a duet.
Alex from Huntsville, Alabama writes, Dear Jim and Randall, can a local municipality change the zoning laws so that my business is now in a residentially zoned area?
Well, that's a good question because the opposite could be asked. You may be in a residence, and can they change that to a business?
To a business,
zone?
Right? Could go
the
way.
Answer is yes, if it's justifiable. Number one, if they go through the correct procedure, and every community, again, we're in 50 different states. Every state has a different, or may have a different basis. Although common threads.
This could affect his
if
business.
If a neighborhood has changed, if the nature of a neighborhood has changed. From residential to commercial. Usually you can get the zoning changed because you can't sell the property.
But the other way.
The other way is unless it's going back to residential for some reason, they would have to justify that because you have an ongoing business. You've relied on the zoning when you went and you bought the property and so forth. So it depends a lot on the circumstances. The nature of the neighborhood, if it is changing and so forth. Generally, you don't usually see them go from commercial or business or industrial to residential.
It usually goes the other way.
All right. Right.
Well, Alex, we wish you luck. And definitely this is a time when you actually do need a lawyer.
Yes, you do. You
absolutely need a lawyer.
Absolutely. If you feel you've been aggrieved by this, you absolutely do, because there are sometimes complex procedures involved in getting zoning changes.
Yep.
In fact, right now, they're further complicated by the need for environmental impact studies and so forth.
Right. That's why we had to move our studio, because they were tired of us dumping garbage.
Right.
Melissa from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Of course, we were in a garbage dump. That's why we went dumping it.
That's
we were making room for our table.
We were right next to a landfill.
That's right.
But we ran our heater off the methane gas. Melissa from Shreveport, Louisiana writes, Dear Jim and Randall, I recently bought a sports enhancement product. Uh-oh. Oh, wait, no, not that bad. That promised that I would be stronger if I wore the titanium and copper band on my wrist. This product just doesn't work. Can I get my money back?
Probably not, unless they say we guarantee that this wristband will give you extra strength or agility or whatever it is.
If they said that? What if they? I've seen commercials where they have this guy puts the band on and hold his arm up stronger.
But we're supposed to be credited with a certain amount of intelligence, and we know that businesses puff. They're what they call business puffing. Exaggerate what they're going to do.
Okay.
So it depends on the circumstances again. If in fact,
do you ever give a straight answer?
No.
Oh.
If in fact they made it, or it appears that they were telling you, yes, this will definitely do it, you may have a case.
All right.
But what is your case worth? Whatever the copper thing costs you.
Right.
$1.95.
Yeah,
whatever. $5, $10, yeah. But that's about all your damages.
All right. Okay, Melissa. All right. Well,
in those circumstances, you get your money back.
Yes. And again, this is a time where if you're not sure, consult a friend who happens to be an attorney.
Right.
And see what happens.
And if you think he's not going to charge you more than the $20 you spent on the bracelet's concerned,
you know
think
what?
Again.
Give him the bracelet. It'll make him stronger. All right, Melissa. Good luck. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And we appreciate you, as always, appreciate you listening to our radio program. And we hope we bring a little common sense and a sense of humor to you. At no charge.
Anybody pay for this? It's got to have a...
Well, you know what they say. You get what you pay for.
Right.
And that's about it. Well, we're going to introduce something new to you today, and it's called Hartman's Law. Welcome to this week's edition of Hartman's Law. This week, rock music star Courtney Love refused to pay for dresses designed exclusively for her. In addition, she tweeted on her Twitter nasty insults about the designer to over 40,000 fans. Is this illegal?
Well, first of all, if the dresses were exclusively designed for her, and unless they made a mistake in the manufacturer, and unless they were defective, she owes them the money.
She's wearing them.
Well, then she owes them the money. Can't complain. They're no good if she's wearing them. Now, that's one problem. So it's illegal to steal, and that's stealing. If I get a dress and I don't pay for it, that's stealing.
If you get a dress, you shouldn't pay for it.
Well, of course I shouldn't. I look so gorgeous in them. With my legs, they'll pay me to wear it because it'll be a great idea. So that's what they're going to do.
All right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow. In addition, she tweeted. Now, you can't say nasty things about people. If it's untrue, she can be in trouble. She may be slandering this company. Don't forget tell a falsehood about somebody's means of making a living might be in that jurisdiction. It could be considered slander or libel if it's written per se.
Well, if it's a tweet, it's written.
Well, if it's a tweet, it's libel per se, and that
right.
means you're not.
Well, maybe it's
anymore.
Not. Let me see. If I tweet, I leave a message for you. I'm not sure. I'll have to. Check
I don't know.
That.
I'm not. That's not the point. It's the wrong thing to do, and I'm afraid that yes, I'm going to issue. Judgment in favor of the plaintiff, and you pay for the dresses, and also behave yourself and stop insulting other people. You're no beauty. Let me tell you something. You think you're everything, Courtney, but you're not. There are a lot of people that don't like your last name, Love. They'd like you to be called Courtney Hate. And that's the way it is.
And that's Hartman's Law. I don't know. I think you make a pretty good judge. I think you're pretty fair and reasonable.
Absolutely.
She stole.
Hang her. Line her up against
the
wall.
At least you didn't call for the guillotine.
No.
You were thinking about it.
Fire squad.
The firing squad. For Courtney Love, the firing squad.
Right. We love you, Courtney.
Well, we're going to follow up on this, Courtney, and make sure you pay for those darn dresses.
That's right.
Because we're getting tired of those dresses. And they don't match my color anyway.
That's right.
Well, folks, we hope you survived another hour on Lawyers Who Needs Them. We appreciate you spending the time and investing this part of your day with two sad sacks from nowhere. Anyhow, be kind to your neighbors. Have a great week. Enjoy the new year. And remember, no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.